今天早上要用我是主羊彼此分享。
This morning I'd like to use the topic, His sheep am I as our mutual encouragement.
我们先请看约翰福音的第十章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章二十七跟二十八节。
The Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 27 and 28.
二十七节。
27.
我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。二十八节。
28.
我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand.
约翰福音第十章在记载耶稣所设的羊圈的比喻。
Here in the John chapter 10, it talks about the parable of the sheep and the flock.
他把我们比喻作羊。
And he likens us to sheep.
他说他是牧者。
And he is the shepherd.
我们如果能够成为主的羊，是非常幸福的一件事。
It's a very great blessing if we are able to become his sheep.
为什么幸福呢？
Now why do I say this?
在十一节这边就告诉我们。
Because here, if you look in verse 11, it'll tell us.
耶稣说，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
主耶稣愿意为我们舍命。
Jesus is willing to shed his life for us.
这是何等幸福的一件事啊。
And this itself is a very precious thing that we have.
我们何德何能。
How can we refuse this?
能够让天上的神道成肉身来的主为我们舍命呢？
Or how can we allow the God in heaven to give up his glory to come into the world as flesh to give his life for us?
我想我们读到这一节的每一个弟兄姐妹都会相当相当的感动。
And I believe that as believers, every one of us when we read this verse are very touched.
你会觉得相当相当的幸福。
You will also feel very blessed.
因为我却能够让主为我舍命。
Because we are able to allow our Lord to shed his life for us.
所以能够成为主的羊何等的恩典啊。
Which means how great of a blessing it is to be his sheep.
何等的有恩啊，有平安呢、啊、
？How much peace we obtain through this？
何等的有福气呢
？How much blessing do we get？
那不但是这样子
，But not only so。
耶稣为我们舍命，到底带给我们什么呢
？When Jesus gave his life for us, what exactly did he bring？
我们从第九节、第十节来了解。
When you read verse 9 and 10, we can understand。
第九节这么说
，It says in verse 9，
他说：“我就是门，凡从我进来的，必然得救。”
I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved.
所以我们如果能够真的从耶稣进到这个羊圈里面来
，Through Jesus, if we enter into this flock,
他说我们必然得救。
Then it tells us we will obtain life.
那么这个得救不是将来的得救
，And this life isn't just life that you obtain later on.
这个得救是指着肉体上的得救
，But also refers to life in your flesh.
比如说我们肉体上会生病啊
，For example, we get sick.
我们会遇到天灾人祸啊。
We encounter disasters and
numerous
turmoil.
有时候会遇到一些意外啊。
Sometimes unfortunate circumstances happen.
如果我们是主的羊呢
？But if we are His sheep,
主耶稣会在我们遇到这些艰难患难的时候，成为拯救我们的主啊。
Then when all of these disasters and turmoil happen upon us, He will be our Savior.
所以耶稣不但要救我们的灵魂啊。
So Jesus is not only going to save our souls.
在这里，如果我们能够成为主的羊
，But here, if we become His sheep,
主耶稣也要救我们的肉体。
He will also save our flesh.
让我们病得医治。
So our sicknesses can be healed.
让我们危险得平安。
That our danger may receive peace.
甚至于让我们在天灾人祸受保守。
And be protected in the midst of disaster.
这是成为主的羊的一个好处。
This is one of the benefits of becoming Jesus' sheep.
我想每一个世人都应该想要得到这一种好处。
And I'm sure that every single person in the world would want to have these benefits.
但不代表每一个世人都能够领受。
But it doesn't mean that everyone can receive.
但我们如果是主的羊呢
？However, if we are Jesus' sheep.
主耶稣在这边告诉我们
，Jesus tells us here,
必然得救
，You will be saved.
必然就是一定的啦。
It means it guaranteed.
那我们要成为主的羊
，So we have to become a sheep.
在我们的肉体上就能够蒙神保守眷顾。
And in doing so, our flesh will be protected and preserved by Him.
那么除了这个以外呢
？Now, in addition to this,
第九节下半段又提醒我们
，The second part of verse 9 it reminds us.
耶稣说啊，并且出入。得草吃
，that we will go in and out and find pasture.
羊能够得到草来吃
The sheep can find pasture to
能够维系它的生命，也能够造就它的生活。
To sustain its life and to edify its life as well.
所以说，我们今天如果成为主的羊，
So it also means that if today we become Jesus' sheep,
我们的生活就有保障了。
Then we have guarantees in our life.
因为不管我们入，我们出啊。
Because no matter in our going or coming,
就好像羊一样都能够得到草吃了。
We will be like these sheep that we will always find pasture to graze.
所以我们生活上就能够得到保障。
Which means that in our life we have hope and guarantee.
那第三个好处呢？
Now the third benefit.
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
盗贼来，无非要偷盗、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命。
The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they have, may have it more abundantly.
我们如果能够成为主的羊，我们可以从主那边得到生命。
If we become Jesus' sheep, we will find life in him.
这个生命不是肉体的生命。
Now this life is not referring to the physical life.
如果是肉体的生命，不是主的羊，他们也活得好好的啊。
Because you can say that those who are not Jesus' sheep, they also live just fine.
这里所说的生命是从神来属灵的生命，也就是从神来神的荣耀。
The life that it refers to is a spiritual life that comes from God. It is his glory.
因为我们是主的羊啊。
Because we're his sheep.
我们能够领受从神来的生命。
It therefore means that we can receive the life that comes from Jesus.
也就是说，我们受洗上来之后，我们就重生了。
In other words, when we are baptized, we are reborn.
我们就复活了。
We are resurrected.
亚当里面的死在我们身上就没有权柄了。
The death that lived in Adam no longer has authority over us.
因为我们是属灵活着的人。
Because now we are a spiritual living being.
才有机会，才有资格进入到神为我们预备的将来的天国。
And only then do we have the ability and the right to enter into the heavenly kingdom that is to come.
那第四个呢？第十节下半段又说。
Now in the second part of verse 10, it also says,
并且得的更丰盛。
They may have life more abundantly.
不是得到属灵生命而已啊。
It's not just receiving spiritual life.
如果我们能够成为主的羊，我们的这种生命是越来越丰盛的。
If we become the sheep of Jesus, then our life becomes more abundant.
保罗说，
Paul says,
我们肉体渐渐毁坏。
That our body is corrupting day by day.
但是内心呢，一天新是一天。
But in our hearts, we are being renewed.
有一次我到泰国去协助圣工。
One time I went to Thailand to support the holy work there.
来到了泰国第一个成立的教会，叫做盘甲派教会。
And there's the first church that was established in Thailand.
朱牧传道跟我讲。
And the resident minister, he told me.
我们明天到一个很特别的信徒家里访问。
Tomorrow we're going to visit a member who is very, very unique.
我问他说到底哪里特别。
And I said, well, what's so unique about it?
他说到了就知道了。
I said, when you get there, you'll know.
他给我卖个关子。
Coffin? 关子。
哇，他给我那个一个想要给我 surprise 了。
He wanted to give me a surprise.
然后隔一天早上，我们大概八点半出发了。
So the next morning, around 8:30, we departed.
那开着车啊。
And we were driving.
因为这个朱牧传道是我神学院的同学，所以大家比较熟识。
And the resident minister, he was one of my classmates during theological training, so we were very familiar.
然后我在车上一直要问他。
And so in the car, I kept trying to ask,
到底是什么特别的信徒啦。
What is so unique about this member?
我不是跟你讲到了就知道吗？
And he said, well, didn't I tell you? You'll know when you get there.
然后他就开车。
And so he kept driving.
去过盘甲带教会就知道，盘甲带前面的路很大。
And if you've ever been to this church, you know that the road in front of it is very big.
大概是四线道的了。
And there it's four lanes on each side.
开到剩下两线道。
And then you keep driving, and then it comes to two lanes.
开到剩下单行道。
And then you keep driving until it's a one-way road.
最后开到没有道。
And then you keep driving and then there's no road.
就停下来了，没有办法开了。
And then we stopped because there was no more road to take.
我说到了没有啊。
And I said, well, are we there?
快了，快了。
Soon, we're almost there.
结果呢，就走到一个玉米园了。
And then we had a walk and we walked to a cornfield.
那个玉米很高啊，比人还高啊。
And the corn is taller than us.
我说你不是要访问信徒怎么到玉米园来采玉米啊。
I said, didn't you say we're visiting a member? Why are we in a cornfield to pick corn?
我说我又没有说要来采玉米，我是要访问信徒。
And he said, I didn't say we're picking corn.
信徒住在玉米园里面哦。
And so I said, well, does he live in the cornfield?
这样才叫特别啊。
And he said, well, that's why it's unique.
然后我们又走了大概五分钟。
So we walked for 5 minutes more.
然后远远就看到， 玉米园里面真的有一间房子、啊、
And then we saw in the midst of a cornfield there really was a house、
啊、我们说房子但是其实 不是真正的房子啦
I call it a house but it's not really a house、
啊、就是简简单单用那个铁皮、哦、把它搭建起来一个好像房子的房子
Containers, what am I pursuing for?
即使你赚得全世界啦
Even if you obtain the whole world
十年二十年后你还不是要离开这个世界
In the end, 10, 20 years later, you still will depart from it
所以如果我们用这个角度去思考人生的时候
If we use this perspective to reflect on life
我们会有很多不同的解读、哦、
We'll have a lot of different questions that we have to answer、哎
而、啊、这个解读出来的时候，你就会感受到永生的价值是什么。
And as you evaluate it, then you begin to realize the true value of eternal life.
因为在永生里面不是七十年、八十年啊。
Because eternal life isn't 70 or 80 years long.
永生里面就没有时间啊。
There's no time in eternity.
我们现在用短暂的人生来换取那永远的生命。
Today we are using a short and temporary life to exchange for an eternal life.
这个价值有多高啊
？And how valuable is this?、
哦、主耶稣说：“人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢
？”Jesus said, "If a man were to obtain the whole world but give up his life, then what is the point of it?"
你能够拿世界来换生命吗
？Can you exchange your life for the world?、
啊、当然不能啊
！Of course not.
所以，如果我们能够承受永生，其实我们。撇下一切都愿意啊
But if we can obtain eternal life, then we are willing to even give up everything for it.
但是我们为什么到目前为止都还没有办法撇下呢
But why is it that to this point we haven't been willing or able to do so?
因为我们还没有感受到、啊、生命当中的价值是什么
Because we haven't truly experienced and understood what is the true value of life.、
啊、因为我们还没有装束整齐
We haven't completely、reformed ourselves.
因为我们还没有感受到永生的价值是什么
We haven't experienced the true value of life.、
啊、所以我们如果是主的羊
If we're Jesus' sheep
主要赐给我们永生
Then he will give us eternal life
那这个永生就是永不灭亡
And this eternal life will never perish
而这个永生呢也没有人能够从主的手里把我们夺去了
And no one can ever snatch it out of God's hand
他包括撒旦也没有这个能力
Even Satan does not have the ability
所以一个承受永生的人
So a person who has obtained salvation
他说他是稳稳当当当的
They are very sturdy and stable.
因为我们的牧者会保守我们永生的生命。
Because we know that our shepherd will preserve our eternal life.
啊，这是我们成为主的羊一个很重要的好处。
And this is a very important benefit of becoming his sheep.
也是值得我们在信仰上好好思考的一个方向。
And this is something that we should really meditate on in our lives today.
我们要得平安。
We want to obtain peace.
我们生活可以有保障。
We can have assurance in our life.
我们可以领受属灵的生命，并且能够更加丰盛。
We can receive spiritual life and have it more abundantly.
我们可以承受将来的永生。
And we can receive the eternal life to come.
因为主耶稣为我舍命了。
All because Jesus gave up his life for us.
想一想，我们多幸福啊！
Now you think about it. How blessed are we?
很多人要进到这种生命里面来，他都在外面还在游泳啊，还在默默修了，还在奔跑了。
There are a lot of people who want this, but yet they're outside in the world, still floating about, searching.
但是我们已经进到这里面来了。
But we have already entered here.
所以我们要感受这种恩典，这种幸福。
And we have to experience this blessing and that we have received.
我们要立志真的成为名副其实主的羊。
And we have to truly determine to become the sheep of Jesus.
那我们怎么成为主的羊呢
？Now the next question is, how do we become a sheep?
在我们刚刚所读的二十七节这里。
In verse 27, what we just read,
那就告诉我们三个很重要追求的要件。
It tells us three important criteria in order to pursue for.
第一个
First,
我们看二十七节
Verse 27,
我的羊听我的声音。
My sheep hear my voice.
你是主的羊，你要听主的声音。
If you are the sheep of Jesus, you need to listen to his voice.
我们的耳朵会听到各种不同的声音。
Our ears will hear many different sounds.
有些声音是从人来的
Some sounds come from other humans.、
啊、所以保罗说众人以为美的事要留心去做
But Paul says the things that we hear that are good we have to diligently do them、
啊、要注意这是从人来的声音、啊、
But we also have to pay attention that these sounds come from man、
啊、要留心、啊、不要人家讲什么你就做什么
You have to be careful and not just do what other people tell you to do、
啊、也不要人众人都认为好了、啊、你就跟着众人走了
You shouldn't say, oh, just because everyone is doing this, then I'm going to do it too.
我们要懂得分辨
We have to know how to discern.
有些声音是从世界来的
Some sounds come from the world.
世界是一种潮流。
The world is based on trends.
它会带着我们走的。
And it will take us into different
places. 如果我们不谨慎的话，
If we're not careful,
这个世界的潮流就把我们滚走了。
Then these trends of the world will sweep us away.
有些声音是从撒旦来的。
Some sounds come from Satan.
撒旦的声音最主要是要迷惑我们，引诱我们。
And his sounds are primarily to deceive us.
像亚当夏娃被引诱一样。
Just like Adam and Eve were.
所以这些声音我们要懂得分辨。
We have to learn how to discern from these different sounds.
但是我们如果要成为主的羊，
But if we want to become Jesus' sheep,
我们肯定要听主的声音。
We have to hear his voice.
中东地区，在牧人在牧养羊的时候，
In the Middle East, when shepherds are tending their sheep,
他是走在羊群的前面。
They walk in front of them.
牧者呢，拿着一根棍子。
And the shepherd, he will have a staff.
棍子前头绑了一条绳子。
And on the staff, he'll bind a string on it.
绳子前头绑了一个皮带。
And then he also has a belt.
然后牧者呢，在前面走，就用这个绳子甩，啪啪这种声音呢。
And then as he walks, he will swing his staff to make a striking sound.
那因为每个牧者他们所用的绳子的质量不一样。
Because every shepherd uses a different material for their string.
所绑的这个前面的皮带长短，这个质量不一样。
And because the length of their belt and the material is also different.
那甩鞭的那个力量方式也不一样。
And because they swing with a different strength and periodicity.
所以虽然这样甩有声音，但是声音通通不一样。
And even though they all do the same action, they sound different.
那羊就听得出来。
And the sheep can tell the difference.
它能够知道，哎，这是我主人的鞭声啊。
They're able to understand, oh, this is the sound of my shepherd.
所以羊只要听到这个鞭声的声音呢，它就跟着这个牧者走。
And when the sheep, they hear the sound of the striking, they will follow him.
这些都是绵羊。
These are all sheep, though.
那山羊不是了。
Goats are different.
我们其他地方在养羊都是用赶的。
When you have goats and you live in other places, you're trying to drive them.
那绵羊是用跟的。
But sheep follow.
怎么跟？
How do they follow?
听牧羊者的声音。
They listen to the voice of the shepherd.
主耶稣就用这个来做比喻。
So Jesus used this as a parable here.
我们今天是主的羊。
Today we are his sheep.
我们一定要听主的声音。
We have to listen to his voice.
那怎么听主的声音呢？
How do we do this?
我们看诗篇119篇。
Psalm 119.
诗篇的119篇。
Psalm 119,
请看97、98节。
Verse 97 and 98.
我何等爱慕你的律法，终日不住的思想。你的命令常存在我心里，使我比仇敌有智慧。
97, oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me.
作诗的人在这边就提到三件事。
The psalmist mentions three things here.
我们怎么听主的声音呢？
How do we hear the voice of the shepherd?
第一个就是要爱慕。
First, we have to love the
Lord. 你没有爱慕，怎么听得进去呢？
If you don't desire for it, then how could you ever listen to it?
你都讨厌呢。
If you abhor it,
这个声音不是我要的。
You say, this is not the sound that I want to listen
to. 我喜欢要的是我喜欢听的声音呢。
I only want to listen to the things that I want.
那个没有爱慕。
Then you don't love it.
没有爱慕听不进去的。
And if you don't love it, you won't listen to it.
耳朵自己把它捂住了。
You close up your ears.
因为你不想听这些声音。
Because you don't want to hear the sound.
但是这是神的声音。
But this is the sound of God.
所以要爱慕。
So we have to love it.
第二个要不住的思想。
Secondly, we have to meditate on it.
不是听进去，还要思想。
Not only do we listen, we have to meditate.
好像主耶稣的肉身的母亲玛利亚一样。
Just like Jesus' physical mother.
天使告诉他这些事情，他就日夜思想，反复思想。
The angel told her a few things that were to happen, and she meditated in her heart on it.
我们来这边上了一个礼拜的课。
Likewise, we've come here for a week of classes.
我看大家也都很爱慕。
And I can see that all of you desire for these words.
要懂得回去思想，现在就要思想。
But not only do you need to go home and meditate, you need to meditate now.
思想完了之后呢？
And then after meditating,
要长存在心里。
You need to keep it in your hearts.
把它放在心里了。
Put it in your hearts.
不要右耳进左耳出了。
Don't go in one ear and out the other.
很多人听道理，听主的声音是右耳进左耳出了。
A lot of people, they listen to God's voice, they listen to his sermons in one ear and out the other.
根本没有把它放在心里。
And they haven't placed it in their hearts.
那就不是听神的话了。
Then that means you haven't heard his voice.
所以基本上，我们要爱慕神的道理开始。
principally, we have to begin with loving His law.
思想神的道理来明白。
We have to meditate on it so that we can understand.
最后把它存在心里。
And then we have to store it in our hearts.
那为什么要这样做？
Now, why do we do all of this?
这样就能够使我比仇敌有智慧。
Because in doing so, we become wiser than our enemies.
好像主耶稣受撒旦试探的时候一样。
It's just like when Jesus was tempted by Satan.
这个试探来了。
The temptation came.
主耶稣比撒旦更有智慧。
But Jesus had more wisdom.
理由是耶稣用神的话抵挡撒旦。
And the reason is because he used God's words to oppose Satan.
他在这一场征战上得胜了。
And that's why he was victorious in that battle with Satan.
我们都在信仰上。 每个人都有征战。
All of us spiritually, we have our own battles.
我们要成为主的羊。
We have to become his sheep.
要听主的声音。
We need to listen to his voice.
我们就能够比仇敌有智慧。
And if we do that, we will be wiser than our enemies.
我们仇敌要来试探我们的时候。
So that when our enemies come to tempt us,
我们不但能够分辨。
Not only can we discern,
还能够制胜。
But we can also be victorious.
成为一个得胜者。
And to become a victor.
这就相当的重要。
And this is a very important point.
那听主的声音哦。
Now, listening to the shepherd's voice
才能够真正得福啦。
Is the only way for you to truly have blessing.
我们看路加福音的11章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 11.
路加福音的11章。
Luke chapter 11.
请看27、28节。
Verses 27 and 28.
耶稣正说这话的时候，众人中间有一个女人大声说：“怀你胎的和乳养你的有福了。”28节。28。耶稣说：“是，却还不如听神的道而遵守的人有福了。”27.
And it happened as he spoke these things that a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast which nursed you." But he said, "More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it."
大家都仰慕能够成为生耶稣、养耶稣的人。
Everyone was longing to become the person who had raised Jesus.
所以当耶稣在传福音的时候，
Which is why when Jesus was preaching,
众人中间有一个女人就大声说了。
There was a woman who cried aloud and she said,
这个女人生不到耶稣嘛。
She wasn't able to bear Jesus.
所以她很羡慕啊。
But she admired the person who did.
就大声说了。
And so she cried out and said,
她说怀你胎和乳养你的有福了。
Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast which nursed you.
太好了。
It's so wonderful.
能够生到弥赛亚, 哇, 这个太有福气了。
Very blessed to be able to give birth to the Messiah.
耶稣没有否认啊。
And Jesus, he didn't deny this.
耶稣说是的。
He said, yes.
不简单啊。
That's not an easy task.
被神验中了当然不简单啊。
Of course, it's not easy to be chosen to be used by God.
能够生出耶稣来更不简单啊。
And definitely not easy to bear Jesus.
但是有一件事哦, 比生耶稣养耶稣还重要。
But there's one thing even more beneficial than bearing and raising Jesus.
所以我们虽然生不到耶稣啦, 因为我们比耶稣还慢嘛, 生不到啊。
None of us are able to bear Jesus. We came after him.
但是我们有一件事情比生耶稣还重要的。
But there's one thing even more important than this.
这个不是哪一个人讲，是耶稣讲的。
And this is something Jesus himself said.
他说什么呢？
What did he say?
他说，却还不如听神的道而遵守的人有福了。
More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
所以我们如果听主的声音哦。
If we hear the Lord's voice,
并且照着主的声音而行,
and we do according to his words,
虽然我们没有资格, 也没有机会生耶稣,
even though we didn't have the right or the opportunity to give birth to Jesus,
但是这个比生耶稣还重要了,
but yet it's even more important than bearing him.
弟兄姐妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我想我们都不愿意丧失这个机会吧。
I don't think anyone wants to miss this opportunity.
我们都要成为一个有福的人。
We all want to be blessed people.
这个福气, 比生耶稣养耶稣还要大。And
this blessing is greater than bearing and raising Jesus.
那就要听耶稣的声的道理了，并且来遵守。
And we obtain it through hearing his words and keeping it.
我们再回来看约翰福音的第10章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 10.
约翰福音的第10章。
John chapter 10,
27节中间这里,
middle part of verse 27.
他说,我也认识他们。
And he said, and I know them.
主耶稣, 也要认识他的羊。
Jesus also will recognize his sheep.
我们心里会想，我都认识耶稣了，信耶稣了，难道耶稣不认我吗？不认识我吗？
You might think in your heart, well, I already came to believe and I know Jesus. How could he not know me?
这是两回事哦。
But they're two different matters.
我请问大家，
Let me ask you a question.
有没有人不认识我们的总统拜登先生的？
Who amongst you does not know the President Biden?
没有吧。
Sure, nobody does not know him.
但是我们的总统拜登先生认识你吗？
But does President Biden know you?
你跟他讲说，总统啊，我认识你哦，你应该认识我啊。
If you were to go up to him and say, hey, I know you, you should know who I am.
我知道你认识我，但是我不，对不起，我不认识你。
And he'll say, well, I know you know me, but I don't know you, sorry.
所以我们说我们认识耶稣，这是一个很好的事情。
So it's great that we can say we know Jesus.
但是更重要的，要成为主的羊哦。耶稣说，我也要认识他。
But even more important, in order to become a sheep, the shepherd has to say, I know him.
所以我们在信仰的追求上，我们要追求这一件大事。
And in our pursuit of our faith, this is what we have to pursue for.
我们要让我们的主，我们所认识的这个主，也认识我啊。
To allow this shepherd to know who we are.
当然就是要亲近啊。
And for that to happen, we have to be close
to him. 亲近才能够彼此认识嘛。
If we draw near to him, then that's how we can both know each other.
我们看雅各书的第四章。
James chapter 4.
第八节。
Verse 8.
雅各书第四章第八节。
James chapter 4, verse 8.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you.
这边就讲到我们要亲近神，那自然的神就亲近我们。
These verses tell us that we have to draw near to God, and if we do so, then naturally He will draw near to us.
因为彼此亲近才会认识嘛。
And only if we draw near to each other will we know who each other are.
我想不到在休斯顿教会也有我亲戚了哦。
I didn't realize that I had relatives here in the Houston church.
我是下课的时候，他跑来说：“传道，你认识我吗？”
And it was after class, and he said, "Hey, preacher, do you know who I am?"
我很用力的想。
And I thought really hard.
还好来的时候，他的爸爸有跟我们讲说他的女儿在美国。
And fortunately, before I came, her father told me that she was here.
我就说，你是某某人吗？
And I said, oh, are you so and so?
你还认识我？
And she said, oh yeah, you still remember me.
彼此之间都好久好久没有联络嘛。
Because it's been so many years for us to have seen each other.
有一天晚上，突然又有一个人来跑来跟我讲，传道，你认识我吗？
And then another night, someone said, preacher, do you know who I am?
我用力的想，再怎么想，突然间想到，因为他有跟我messenger，所以我用猜的，你是谁？
And then I thought really hard about it again. And then finally I go, oh, you messaged me. So you must be this person.
因为来到美国之后就变成美国人了。
Because once I came to America, I became American.
就跟以前小时候在乡下的时候，在台湾的时候那个脸不太一样。
And the faces are not the same as when we were young and in Taiwan.
为什么会这样子？
Why does that happen?
因为没有亲近啊。
Because we weren't close to each other.
虽然是亲戚啦，但是没有亲近嘛。
Even though we were relatives, we were not close.
有亲近之后，就知道，以后就知道，你就是某某人，我知道。
But once you draw near to them, then you remember, so you're so-and-so, I remember you.
我已经认识你了。
I remember who you are.
我们跟神之间也要这样啊。
And this needs to be the same in our relationship with Jesus.
所以我们要懂得来亲近神。
We have to know to draw near to him.
我们怎么亲近神呢？
But how do we draw near to him?
我们看哀歌。第三章
Lamentations chapter 3
耶利米哀歌的第三章五十七节
Lamentations chapter 3 verse 57
我求告你的日子你临近我说不要惧怕
You drew near on the day I called on you and said do not fear
耶利米先知在这边讲神会临近他
Prophet Jeremiah described how God drew near to him.
神跟他很亲近的。
God was very close to him.
什么时候亲近他？
When was he close?
他求告的日子了。
When he called upon him.
所以我们向神祷告的时候，
Whenever we pray to God,
神就会临到我们身边了。
Then God will come beside us.
甚至会安慰我们。
And he will comfort us.
会赐我们平安。
He will give us peace.
所以亲近神，其实祷告就是用亲近神的方式。
So in fact, drawing near to God means you pray. When you pray to God, you draw near to him.
我们这个礼拜时间用很多的都是在祷告啊。
This week we've used a lot of time to pray.
所以我们都在亲近神嘛。
We've been drawing closer to God.
这是一件非常棒的事情。
And this is a very fantastic thing.
我们也希望我们将来离开了这个神训班
And we hope
不是只有在神训班祷告啦。
And we hope that when we leave here that we didn't only pray when we were here.
我们回家回到自己的教会还是一样要多多祷告了。
When we go home, back to our churches, let's continue to pray.
因为祷告才是亲近神。
Because prayer is how we draw near to God.
好像耶利米一样。
Just like Jeremiah.
我们再看马太福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
18:20.
Chapter 18, verse 20.
马太福音的18章,
Matthew chapter 18, verse
20. 20节.
20.
因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会, 那里就有我在他们中间。
For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them.
主耶稣在这边, 应许我们哦,
Jesus gives us a promise here.
他要在我们中间,
he will be in our midst.
那什么时候在我们中间呢?
And when is he in our midst?
他说无论在哪里啦,
doesn't matter where we are.
地点不重要,
the location doesn't matter.
重要的是什么呢?
But what is important?
只要有两三个人, 然后奉我的名聚会,
as long as two or three gathered in his name.
我们的耶稣在哪里啊?
So where is Jesus?
我们耶稣在我们中间, 在这里。
Jesus is in our midst.
所以主耶稣现在在哪里?
Where is Jesus now?
在我们中间啊。
He's in our midst.
这是主耶稣应许的嘛。
And this is what he's promised us.
那你看教会有很多奉耶稣的名聚会的聚会啊。
But you think about it, there are so many churches worshiping in his name.
我们有晚间聚会,
we have evening service,
有安息的聚会,
Sabbath service,
有祷告聚会,
prayer service,
有团契聚会,
fellowships,
宗教教育的聚会,
RE classes,
很多很多聚会,
so many different services.
这些都是奉耶稣的名聚会的。
And all of these are conducted in his name.
所以如果我们参加聚会, 就是跟神亲近。
Anytime we attend any service, we are drawing near to God.
不要以为聚会是在敬拜神而已啦。
Don't think that service is to worship God.
也不要认为聚会哦, 是在听神的道理而已啊。
And don't think that it's only to listen to his words.
其实聚会也是在亲近神。
But you're also drawing near to him.
我认识一个, 老阿嬷,
I know an elderly grandma.
她已经80多岁了。
She's in her 80s.
她是住在哦, 台湾有原住民, 叫做阿美族。
And she lives in the Aboriginal Ame tribe.
她住在那边很久, 但是阿美族的话, 她听不懂, 她也不会讲。
And even though she's lived in that area for so long, she doesn't understand the words of this Ame tribe.
她国语也听不清楚, 听不懂。
She also can't really speak Mandarin.
她只会听台语。
She can only speak and understand Taiwanese.
但是她在这个教会, 已经大概最少也30-40年了。
However, she's been in the church in that area for probably 30 to 40 years.
有一次我去那边领会啊。
One time I went there to conduct service.
我觉得这个老阿嬷应该等一下会睡觉了。
And I was thinking, oh, she's probably going to fall asleep during service.
因为我讲国语, 翻译的翻阿美语, 不是美语, 是阿美语啊。
And I was speaking in Mandarin, and it was being translated into the Ame language.
她两种语言都听不懂。
And she understood neither.
她肯定会睡着。
So I thought, she of course is going to fall asleep.
结果她没有睡着。
But she didn't.
她的两个眼睛睁得大大的。
Her eyes were wide open, looking at me the whole time.
怕我不努力讲道。
As though she was afraid I wasn't earnest in my speaking.
怕我偷懒啊。
She thought maybe she was thinking I would
be lazy. 所以她两个眼睛睁得大大的。
So she was like glaring, staring at me.
我就觉得奇怪, 难道她 主耶稣开通他耳朵, 让他听得懂吗?
And I was thinking, did God like open her ears that she can understand me?
那就神迹啦,
did then be a miracle?
如果有这种神迹的话, 我就可以到处去讲这个见证哦。
And if this really happened, then I can go everywhere and testify about it.
那我就下,继续我就去问他。
So then after service, I went and I asked her.
我说, 他姓廖了, 他的先生姓廖了,
her husband's surname is Liao.
那个他的名字叫改啦。
And her name is Gai.
台湾话就廖盖啦。 廖改了，然后我问他说，哇，你怎么都没有打瞌睡？
And then so I asked this Sister Liao, I said, how come you didn't fall asleep?
那个指头一直指我, 传道。
And then she used her finger, and she kept pointing at me saying, preacher,
难道你不知道聚会就亲近神吗?
And she said, didn't you know that service is to draw near to God?
如果你去见总统, 你会很睡着吗?
If you were to go meet the president, would you dare fall asleep?
他这样一讲哦, 哇, 反而我觉得, 哎呀, 这个阿嬷哦, 真的不简单了哦, 我是来亲近神的。
And so she told me, I came here to draw near to God. So
你讲什么我都听不懂。
She said, I don't understand anything you said.
翻译的我更不用讲。
And I don't even talk about the translation.
但是我来亲近神了。
But I came to draw near to God.
她在这个教会30多年呢。
And she's been in this church for 30 years.
哦, 真不简单哦。
It's not easy.
因为她知道。
Because, but
她相信圣经的话。
She believed the words in the Bible. 哎,
只要有两三个人奉耶稣的名聚会,
as long as two or three are gathered in Jesus' name,
我们的主耶稣就在这里,
then our Lord is in our midst.
我来参加聚会, 虽然不听不懂,
even if I come to service and I don't understand,
但是我可以敬拜神啊,
but I can still worship
我可以亲近神啊,
I can draw near to God.
那的信仰非常坚定,
and so her faith is very firm.
这是很感谢神的地方,
and this is something we truly thank God for.
所以我们来这边都听得懂吗?
I think all of us understand here.
国语听不懂的, 英文也听得懂啊。
If you don't understand Chinese, you can understand English.
英文听不懂的, 国语也听得, 不是国语, 华语也听得懂啊。
And if you don't understand English, you can understand Mandarin.
你还敢不来?
How dare you not come?
要亲近神呢。
We need to draw near to God.
神才会认识你的啦。
That is how he will know you.
我们再看马太福音第七章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 7.
啊，第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
21到23节。
Verses 21 to 23.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去22节
22
当那日必有许多人对我说主啊主啊我们不是奉你的名传道奉你的名赶鬼奉你的名行许多异能吗23节
23
我就明明地告诉他们说我从来不认识你们你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧好严重哦
This is very stern
主耶稣说我不认识你呢
Jesus says, I do not know you.
你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
他是跟谁讲的?
Who was Jesus speaking to?
跟那一些说,我们奉你的名传道,奉你的名赶鬼,奉你的名许多异能的这些人啊。
He was speaking about those who were doing work, casting out demons in his name.
这个意思不是说我们不用这样做了。
That doesn't mean we shouldn't do these things.
这个意思就是说,我们真的要让耶稣认识哦。
But it means that we really have to let Jesus know who we are.
他的重点不是在刚刚讲的这些。
The emphasis isn't on these actions here.
他的重点是二十一节。
The focus is on verse 21.
凡遵唯独遵行天父旨意的人才能进去啦，才被认识的啦。
Only those who do the will of his Father will enter. They will be known by him.
一个能够遵行天父旨意，他一定能够做这些了。
Because anyone who is able to obey his words, they'll be able to do all of these things here.
但是一个做这些事的人，不一定是遵行天父旨意的人。
But not everyone who does these things truly follow his words.
所以我们在信仰上，主从关系很重要。
And so when we look at our faith, it's very important to understand the relationship.
我们要被主认识。
We have to be known by him.
要遵守神的道。
We have to keep his words.
如果没有遵守神的道，
if we don't keep his commandments,
你即使去传福音，你即使奉耶稣的名赶鬼，你即使行许多异能，主耶稣说，我从来都不认识你哦。
Then even if you go and you preach, you cast out demons and do other work, Jesus in the end will say, I don't know you.
所以一个信徒，一个在信仰上的人要遵行天父旨意
，which means that we have to obey the words of our Father，
才是被主认识的人。
And that is how we are known by Him。
所以祷告亲近神。
So praying, drawing near to God。
聚会亲近神。
Worshipping is drawing near
to God。遵行天父旨意才能够被主认识。
Only if we obey His words will we be known by Him。
我们才能够成为主的羊。
And become His sheep。
我们再回来看约翰福音第十章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 10。
约翰福音的第十章二十七节下半段
John chapter 10, the last part of verse 27.
他们也跟着我
And they follow me.
这个羊要跟着耶稣了
The sheep have to follow Jesus.
不是走在耶稣的前头
They don't walk in front of him.
所以我们要尊主为大
We have to exalt him as the greatest.
在我们的信仰当中我们要尊主为大
In our faith, we have to exalt God as the greatest.
玛利亚是耶稣的生母
Mary is the physical mother of Jesus.
但是我们看玛利亚，她心里尊主为大。
But we can see that in her heart, Jesus was esteemed the highest.
一个尊主为大的人才会跟着耶稣走。
A person who esteems Jesus as the greatest will follow him.
那我们在信仰当中，如果不尊主为大，
But if we don't esteem him as the highest,
我们可能走在主的前面。
Then we may want to walk in front of him.
好像命令耶稣，你就这样跟我走吧。
Although we are commanding Jesus to follow us.
那有些呢，就自己走自己的路了。
And some people will begin to walk on their own path.
就偏离了主要我们所走的这个道路。
And they'll depart from the path that Jesus wants us to walk on.
不管是走在主的前面也好
，Whether we walk in front of Jesus，
或者是自己偏行己路，自己走自己的路也好
，Or we carve out our own path，
这些都不是主的羊。
None of these are His sheep。
主的羊要顺服在主的道理里面
，Because His sheep will submit to His word。
要谦卑的跟着主耶稣走
，And they will follow Him humbly。
好像这个约书亚他要带领以色列百姓进迦南地的时候
，It's like when Joshua was to lead the Israelites into Canaan。
耶稣亚以为他是领袖带领者
Joshua thought he was a leader
但是耶稣亚一天呢出来外面巡视的时候
But one day when he went out
他就看见有一个人拿个大刀拿个刀
He saw a person with a sword
然后耶稣亚就问他咯
And then Joshua asked him
你是帮助我们呢，还是帮助我们的敌人呢？
Are you for us or are you against us?
这个人就对约书亚说。
And he said to Joshua,
我不是帮助你，也不是帮助你们的敌人。
I'm neither for you nor against you.
我是耶和华军队的元帅。
But I am the commander of the army of the Lord.
所以我们的领袖。
So our leader,
不是教会的哪一个人。
Is not anyone in church.
我们的领袖是耶稣基督。
Our leader is Jesus Christ.
他带领我们来打这一场胜仗。
And he guides us to fight this victorious battle.
那我们就要跟着耶稣走。
And we have to follow him.
我们最后来看两节圣经。
Let's lastly look at two verses.
启示录的十九章。
Revelation chapter 19.
十一节。
Verse 11.
启示录十九章十一节。
Revelation 19:11.
我观看见天开了，有一匹白马骑在马上的，称为诚信真实，他审判征战，都按着公义。十二节。
12.
他的眼睛如火焰，他头上戴着许多冠冕，又有写着的名字，除了他自己没有人知道。十四节。
14.
在天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他。这里就讲到征战的一件事了。
Describes a battle in these verses here.
那耶稣呢就骑着白马出来了。
And we see Jesus riding on atop a white horse.
这个白马就是真教会。
And this horse is the true church.
好，那后面跟随着天上的众军也骑着白马出来了。
And the people who are following the army behind him are also riding on white horses.
这个天上众军不是天使哦。
And these armies in heaven, they're not angels.
天上众军就是我们啊。
They're us.
我们也要在教会当中。
We are in the church.
但是谁在前面？
But who is in front of us?
我们的主在前面。
Our Lord is in front of us.
我们是跟在他后面。
And we are following behind.
如果你在主的前面，你自己怎么死的都不知道。
If you were in front of him, you wouldn't even know where to go.
所以我们要跟在耶稣后面。
So we have to follow behind him.
真正打仗的是耶稣啦。
The person who is truly fighting the battle is Jesus.
所以十五节就讲。
That's why it says in 15.
有利剑从他口中出来，可以击杀列国。
That out of his mouth proceeds a sharp sword to strike the nations.
必用铁杖管辖他们。
And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron.
并要踹全能神烈怒的酒杖。
He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness.
这是最后的结局。
And this is the very end result.
那些人就被飞鸟给吃尽了。
All of these people will be eaten by the birds of the air.
那我们呢？
But us.
就去赴羔羊的婚宴了。
We will go participate.In the wedding of the high lamb.
所以我们不要跑到耶稣的前面。
So let's not go in front of our lamb, our leader.
要懂得顺服基督。
Let's learn to submit to Jesus.
心中尊主为大。
And in our hearts esteem him as the greatest.
我们才能够唱凯歌。
Because then we can sing the victorious song.
去赴羔羊的宴席。
And to attend the banquet of our Lord.
而不是在这一场征战上失败了。
And not lose in this battle.
成了飞鸟的宴席
to become food for the birds of the air.
一起唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.